we want to win too. I mean, we're in our home rink, and you know, they played a hard game. That was a tough one, a good one. That one could have went either way, but you know, it was good for us to play an emotional game and get a win.
Kucherov, 100 points in 62 games. How impressive is that as his teammate?
Yeah.
Teammate, he's still a young guy in this league. Himself.
Sure, I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, it's kind of hard to believe, but then you watch the games and, you know, you see the chances he creates every night, and, you know, you understand why he's got that many points. I mean, he just makes our team better and his line mates and kind of whoever's on the ice with better. It's pretty impressive to see. You know, it's awesome for him.
100 points in 62 games, can you imagine that?
No, well, I've seen it. So, no, I mean, like I said, I mean, he's such an incredible player, and just awesome for him. Everyone's really happy for him.
Is this a little bit of a frustrating game to kind of play in? You know, a lot of chippiness, a little bit for yourself. You had how many posts you hit?
Yeah, it was
a little scrap there at the end.
No, it was that was an exciting game. I thought you know, both teams played hard and both teams played well, and you know, there was chances both ways, and you know, lucky enough we're able to come out on top. But I thought that was a good hockey game.
With 10 games and 17 nights, you guys have had some stretches like this. You just kind of sum up how hard it is to kind of play that much.
Yeah, it's a bit of a grind, but you know what, most teams go through it, or all teams go through it. We play a lot of games and not many nights. So I mean, I think just, you know, keeping it simple, not extending your shifts, things like that, little things you can do to try to help you out.
What's the difference in Kucherov this year, 162, versus last year, 182?
Sorry?
Kucherov getting, what's the difference? You know, last year he was great on so many levels, and this year he seems even better to get
to
the same point in fewer games.
Yeah, I mean, every year I've played with him, he's been incredible. But you know, I think he just keeps getting more comfortable. I mean, I don't know if that's possible for him because he's so good with the puck out there, and you know, he makes so many good plays. But you know, I think just he can take over games, and he's been doing it this year.
How's he helped your game as a lineman? You know, rotating your game to another level.
Sure, yeah, a lot. I mean, he's a guy that you can watch. You know, and learn a lot from, and you know, you talk on the bench with him, and you know, you learn things that maybe you don't see, but he does. And you know, obviously, just offensively, I mean, he gets me the puck in such good areas. He gets all the guys the puck in good areas. So yeah, he's helped me for sure a lot.
Hey Brandon, from a personal standpoint, missing the last game, how excited were you to get back on ice? It seemed like you had a little extra step.
Sure. Yeah. It's, you know, it's tough to miss, and you know, it was a silly mistake, and it's good to be back and playing, and you know, in an emotional game like that too, which was a lot of fun.
Thanks. Coach Cooper will be next.